I'm Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. According to Les Sentiers de l'Estrie's website, translation to the Trails of the Eastern Townships, a trail in Kingsbury has been closed until July 15th due to the presence of an aggressive bird known as the American goshawk, which has reportedly attacked hikers in the area. To shed light on this situation, we spoke with Jean-Sébastien Guinet, Executive Director of QuebecOiseau.org.
My name is Jean-Sébastien Guinet. I'm the Executive Director of Quebec Oiseau. I have a formation in biology.
Guinet clarifies that the sizable bird commonly found in Quebec's forests, formerly identified as the northern goshawk, is now recognized as the American goshawk.
The bird was, of course, previously known as the northern goshawk, but it was including the birds seen in North America, Europe, and Asia. And it was recently determined that there was a distinction to make between the bird from Europe and Asia and North America. So now the bird nesting in Europe and Asia are referred to as Eurasian goshawk, and those that we're seeing in Quebec and elsewhere in America is the American goshawk.
The American goshawk is known for its aggressive behavior, particularly during the breeding season. The bird defends its territory and nests vigorously.
But the goshawk is a fairly large bird of prey. It's in the same family as the Cooper's hawk and the sharp-shinned hawk, the two birds that we see very more often in cities and towns. The goshawk breeds mainly in the forest, so it's a bit rarer than the two other hawk species, and he is known for his aggressive behavior, but mainly in the breeding season. So it will defend its territory life in the event of an intrusion.
In light of recent events, concerning reports have surfaced regarding attacks on hikers. So we asked our guests, what kind of behavior can hikers expect from this bird, and are these attacks dangerous?
Usually the bird will emit some warning sounds, so it will defend its territory from a long distance, a few hundred meters usually, and it will emit a very high sound that usually the bird watchers know that sound. Mm-hmm. After that, if people continue to get toward the nest, the bird can dive and pass close by those people. The contact are very rare usually, but it can happen. Personally, I never heard injuries caused by this species.
As our discussion progressed into safety measures for hikers facing the aggressive bird, I direct an important question to Jean-Sébastien Guinet. What precautions should hikers take if they hear these warning sounds?
Yeah, the density of the birds are not very high, so the chance of being in the territory of goshawk are very low. But if we hear that sound, I would suggest to people to just turn back and when they hear that, and not try to defy it. Okay. Because it can attack.
As we know, the Sentiers de l'Estrie decided to close the trail in Kingsbury until mid-July because of these attacks. We asked our guests, how significant is this closure for both the public and the birds?
Yeah, I think it was the good decision to make to close those trails during the breeding season. So I think they already closed it, and they will open it after the mid-July or end of July. So when the birds are less aggressive, the young have fledged, so the birds are less aggressive at that period. So I think it's a good decision for the birds and for the people.
When inquiring about ongoing efforts to monitor the goshawk population in the area, Mr. Guinet explained the absence of specific projects for the goshawk, but the utilization of citizen science initiatives like eBird and iNaturalist to monitor bird populations.
Not to my knowledge, nothing specific to those birds. The goshawk and other birds, we're following those populations with the citizen science project like eBird or iNaturalist. So we compiled all the data from bird watchers and can see if the population are in good situation or not.
As our conversation ends, I turn the focus towards the organization Jean-Sébastien Guénette represents and the work they do.
Québec Oiseau is a non-profit organization. We mainly work to promote and develop bird watching or birding, and also we do a lot of work of to follow and protect birds and their habitat. So we work a lot with species at risk, swallows, chimney swift, and farmland species, bird species, and stuff like that. And you can have more information on our website, which is the quebecoiseau.org.
I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.